Page 10. Have your say. The consultation response form has two parts. Part A. Personal details. These are required and need only be provided once. Providing your feedback. You must state which paragraph, policy or page you are commenting on, and which of the criteria outlined on pages 8 to 9 you are referring to. Please provide as much detail as you can when explaining why you think the Council has or hasn't met the three criteria given. You are required to complete a separate form for each representation you make. For example, you may wish to comment on a paragraph of text, a proposed policy, and a site allocation. Each of these representations would need to be on a separate Part B form. This is so that the inspector can view the representations on a particular chapter, policy, or site together. Participation in the examination by the planning inspector. Following consideration of your feedback and any amendments that are required, we will submit the local plan to the government for examination. A planning inspector will be appointed to consider the plan and comments from the consultation on behalf of the Secretary of State. If you wish to take part in the hearing sessions, you must outline why you think this is necessary in your response at this time. Part B. Your representations. The inspector will decide the most appropriate procedure to hear from members of the public who would like to participate in hearings. This may be in writing, or they may invite you to attend and speak at the hearing sessions. It is vital that you express your wish to engage in the examination at this stage. Not doing so now may mean that you do not have the ability to be heard at the hearings. You can always change your mind later, but without indicating a potential wish now, there is no way for the inspector to know to contact you. Privacy. It is important that the inspector and all participants in the examination process are able to know who has given feedback on the publication plan. Therefore, all feedback received, including contact details, will be passed on to the inspector. In addition, all comments will be made public on our website, including the names of those who submitted them. All other personal information will remain confidential. Personal data will be managed in line with the Council's privacy statement, which can be found on our website. Have your say at www.fareham.gov.uk/localplanconsultation.